This episode is brought to you by AARP. 18 years from tonight, Grant Gill will become a comedy legend when he totally kills it at his improv class's graduation performance. Knees will be slapped. Hilarity will ensue. That's why he's already keeping himself in shape and razor sharp today with wellness tips and tools from AARP to help make sure his health lives as long as he does. Because the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Learn more at aarp.org/healthyliving.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
Hi, everyone. I'm Joanna.
And I'm Jenny.
And this is Hyphenated, the podcast about living in the hyphen. Was that normal, Jenny? Did I sound normal? I feel like I sounded pretty normal.
Yeah.
Good for me.
Good for you. No, I mean, if you all follow Joanna on social media, you've probably seen that she's been going through a lot of medical stuff this week. And we wanted to bring you all up to speed because you're our listeners, part of our community, and pretty much familia. So, sin pena, we wanted to let you know what's going on.
So this week, I went for a routine removal of a cancerous spot that was on my face. And it turned out to be a much worse tumor than we had expected. But thankfully, I am now in literally the best hands in the world. And after some procedures and surgeries over the next year, I'm going to be brand spanking new. I'm going to be like, look at that, Joanna. That scar is hot. And she's looking spry as fuck is what I'm that's what I'm hoping. But, you know, it's been really hard because although I'm, you know, and tomorrow I have my meeting with my oncologist just to make sure that all the cancer is out and that we're looking at a recovery versus more treatment. There's something to be said that has sort of shocked me. And Jenny, you've gone through like illnesses and chronic illness, but I'd never been in a situation other than my arm surgery when I had to like basically reconstruct my arm because I had a really bad bike accident. But other than that, I've never felt defined by my health. Like I never felt like my identity and my personality was sort of cloaked in this identity of like cancer or tumor or, you know, skin cancer. Like, you know, I go into this hospital, which is a cancer hospital, and I can't stop trying to be funny with everyone I meet. Cause I'm like, I'm not my weird face cancer. Okay. I'm like this comedian. And in every turn I just try to make it about me being a person, not about the illness or the disease. And this is one of the reasons why I can't step away from Hyphenated, because this is part of who I am. And I refuse to not be who I am. So over the course of the next few weeks, I'm going to be around. But there might be a few weeks where I can't be around because I'm getting stuff done on my face because I have a hole in it. But that doesn't mean that Hyphenated is going anywhere. And that doesn't mean that this is going anywhere. We want to tell our listeners that no matter what, like, this is still here and this is still a place to not feel alone. And I need it to not feel alone. So while we accompany you guys as you wash the dishes or as you go to the supermarket, or I don't know when you listen to this, guys. I don't know what you do in your free time. I feel accompanied knowing that you guys are around, and I feel accompanied knowing Jenny is around. So that's my inspirational speech. What did you think about it, Jenny?
I'm fucking inspired for sure. I mean, it's when you talk about a part of your physical well-being and associating it with your identity, that's something that I've had to question early on when I got diagnosed with ulcerative colitis, which eventually became Crohn's. But I've been like doctor hopping for as long as I can remember because I've had medical issues since I was 19, but it really, mm-hmm. you know, became severe with a lifelong chronic illness with no cure in 2015. And just like you, I am that person cracking jokes every time I'm about to get a colonoscopy, which is every 2 years until I die. And I'm like, all right, let's look up my butt. So it's like finding the humor and just, and it's hard to even express because for me, I'm an emotion-based person and then it's very difficult for me to verbalize it unless I write it first. But I've learned a lot from my fellow disabled and chronically ill friends in terms of allowing it to be a part of who you are and a part of your story, and it doesn't take away anything from you.
I feel it even now where it, but it's almost sort of like a shock because it's like, oh, I thought I knew what I was and what I had to deal with, and then life comes and slaps you in the face and says, just kidding, like, here's something new. And It's tough because I try really, really hard to be brave and like strong, and I think I am, and but then there's some times where I'm just like, wait, can I have a moment?
Yes.
Can I absolutely. Just like catch up with what's going on? Because, you know, I'm so relieved that it's looking like I'm gonna have a complete recovery, and that is a godsend. I mean I don't believe in God, but I feel very lucky that in the right hands, which is where I am, mm-hmm. like I hopefully I'm gonna be fine. So I feel this weird guilt, right? So it's like, well, if I'm gonna be fine at some point, even if it takes a year, like how dare I victimize myself, or how dare I feel sad, or how dare I feel overwhelmed, and like, you know, I have a hole in my face that I don't know how I'm going to look like, you know. And then I'm like, oh my goodness, I'm being so vain, I shouldn't care about what I look like I mm-hmm. But then it's almost like it's so difficult to like love yourself sometimes.
Mama, I completely you're going to make me cry now. I've been there. I'm still there. You're a human being, Joanna.
Yeah.
And I understand that guilt, believe me, because I believe in God, right? But then I have a problem sometimes with prayer because I'm like, why am I praying? People have it so much worse than me. Yeah. Why does God care about my colon when there's people that have no colon? There are people with bags hanging out of there. That's true. But I mean, like, there's people that have J pouches, and that's something that I've had to think about. Like, what's going to happen if I end up with a J pouch? And how am I going to handle that? Am I going to get cast in anything? So I completely understand that guilt. I understand the vanity of, oh God, is my husband going to still love me if I have a pouch hanging out of my stomach where my crap goes into, you know? And
yeah,
it's, you are valid in your feelings. It is okay to be scared. It is okay. Like, again, this is just raw human emotion. And then you're so self-aware, like, God bless you. You're so self-aware. So you're like feeling these things, but then you're like, oh my God, Joanne, I'm being vain. And oh, why, you know, there's always going to be someone who has it worse. I think As someone with a platform like yours, because I it took me a while to be open about my stuff in terms of medical, because again, the industry and our upbringing and don't say what's wrong with you kind of thing. But if I can share any kind of advice with you, it's that use your platform to spread awareness on how this happened to you. And I know we were talking about it before we started recording, which is to let our audiences know how important it is to get checked. And not only that, but understand that doctors are human beings who also make mistakes. I've been misdiagnosed countless times. I could have died mm-hmm. once from a misdiagnosis with my appendix.
Yep.
So if you want to talk a little on that, I think it'll be really great.
I think so. Well, when I, you know, I was really struggling because I still have work and I still have stuff I need to do. And I was like, I need to let people know what's going on because this is something that's going to mark the rest of my life. Like, this is not the flu or whatever. Like, this is something that is going, it is defining me in a way that I couldn't even imagine before, truthfully. So when I had to announce it, the only thing I could think about honestly doing is just also informing people on what to do to avoid this. And it was weird because I felt angry sometimes when people would respond to what I post and say, well, you should have worn more sunscreen, or like, well, see, that's why I get checked every year. And it's like, guys, yeah. I got checked every year. I wore sunscreen. In fact, I saw this weird thing on the side of my face in July and I went to the doctor, and that doctor did not think it was a good idea to biopsy. And the only reason I got it biopsied again is because I advocated for myself. Mm-hmm. And I went back and I pushed to get it biopsied. So this, I don't know how much worse it would have gotten if I hadn't had gone back. And the only reason I went back, truthfully, and the only reason I was like, I let's just be sure and biopsy this, is because my grandma died of skin cancer. And I know what happens when you don't advocate for yourself. So not only do I push people to wear sunscreen to take care of themselves, but to see any changes in your body. And if you feel strange about a change in your body, push to get it checked out. Yeah. No matter what the doctor says, if you are feeling fear or not sure, ask more questions and push to get more answers. And it's for that reason that I was able to remove this thing and hopefully be on the path for this to not happen again. But I gotta say, like, I feel so blessed that I have people in my family that know doctors, specifically cancer doctors, and now that I am in the best hands possible, because if I didn't have the resources I have now with my doctors, with my surgeons, with my oncologist, with my dermatologist, I would feel lost. I would feel so lost. And on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, I felt completely lost. I had a literal hole in my face, exposed muscle, not sure if the cancer was out. I couldn't eat. I couldn't smile. I couldn't. And I did not know what to do. I literally felt panic. And that, like, everything I thought my life was no longer. And it's incredible how the moment you feel trust in someone who takes care of you, that fear melts. And you feel like you can just dedicate yourself to getting better. And another thing I've learned is I've never talked to my siblings this much. I've never talked to my parents this much. My grandpa, I haven't seen him in a year because of COVID. I mean, I talked to him every day since then. It's sort of refocused my energy towards where I get the most energy, which is the people I love. Mm-hmm. And I hope that I take that with me during this journey. And then after I fully recover, keep that with me.
Yeah. That's very powerful what you just said.
You know, cancer does that to you, baby. It makes you wise. Look at that. I've gotten wiser. You know what else? I used to look in the mirror, Jenny. I used to look at my face and I used to be like, God, I hate my lips. Oh my God, my nose is so ugh. And now I'm like, as soon as I get my cheek back, I'm the hottest bitch around. Like, give me a cheek.
I'm glad that this put things into perspective so that you can realize how hot you truly are.
Oh my God, honey, yes. I just want to, like, I'm going to have this little, it looks like a little face diaper. I'm going to have this face diaper on for like about a year. And then afterwards, I take this face diaper off and honey, girl, like girls, boys, everyone is just going to be like, look at that cheek. Look at that quilt cheek. It's hot. It doesn't really fit the rest of her face, but gives her personality. Mm-mm-mm.
This episode is brought to you by AARP. 18 years from tonight, Grant Gill will become a comedy legend when he totally kills it at his improv class's graduation performance. Knees will be slapped. Hilarity will ensue. That's why he's already keeping himself in shape and razor sharp today with wellness tips and tools from AARP to help make sure his health lives as long as he does. Because the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Learn more at aarp.org/healthyliving.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
There was a moment in time that I was afraid they were going to take my ass skin and put it on my face. And I'm like, I'm going to be a butt face. Like, truly.
Literally a butt face.
Gold mine for a comedian. But apparently I asked and it's not the same skin, so it won't look good.
Well, I mean, thank goodness for modern science and technology.
Oh, my God.
You know?
It's crazy. Dude, do you know what I have literally sewed into my skin right now?
What is it?
It's like this weird cellulose that's made out of shark cells.
What the?
I'm like 1% shark right now.
You are totally a shark.
I'm such a freaking shark.
You can sell like cars that, now.
I can sell shark. Yeah, I'm that type of shark. I'm the car dealership shark. El tiburón who like steals tu pareja bailando merengue. I'm that type of shark, not the actual shark.
Like underwater predator. Yeah. That's freaking wild though.
Yeah, man. We're trying to see if my body accepts it and sees how it and sort of check and see how much, I don't know, it's not really skin I can build because it's pretty much all muscle there, but how much, I guess it's skin. I don't know what base of a skin I can create before I can get surgery. Mm-hmm. And it's just so amazing that, like, I wonder who was the first person to be like, you know what? This is a really bad wound. Cut up that shark. Let's just try something. Let's just cut this shark up and put it on the It's really sad that smiling and eating hurts because, like, what is the point? Do you think that this is going to make me, like, be more mysterious? Because I smile too much. Like, I smile to everything and everyone all the time. That's why masks have been so hard for me, is because, like, I just smile all day. Mm. But now I kind of can't because it hurts. So maybe I'm just going to be, like, mysterious now. People are going to be like, wow, what is she thinking? Is she nice? Is she cheerful? Because, like, I smile so much, people always ask me for directions, no matter where I am.
That sounds like a nightmare.
It's kind of awful, but I kind of love it because I get to talk to strangers, which is one of my favorite things to do.
Oh, bless you. You would love my neighborhood. People talk to me way too much, and then I pretend I'm on the phone.
So oh, my God, really?
People think I'm, like, this really cheerful. As I cackle in my villainous laugh. Look, I love people. No, Joanne, I'm so scared of you laughing this hard.
I'm holding my cheek down. Okay, it's okay.
Please hold it. I love people. I do. But then there's an introvertedness about me that I'm just kind of like, don't, unless I'm in the mood, I don't like talking to strangers. Mostly with my name. I don't know, man. I don't know what it is. Sometimes I'm in a really neighborly Mr. Rogers mood, and other times I'm just like Lydia Deetz from Beetlejuice. I just want to talk to dead people and hide in my closet and just do nothing in the darkness. So I'm a weird, I make no sense to myself. So, and my husband's worse because he's an actual introvert. He's like, the people here are too nice. They're always talking to me for no reason. And I'm like, well, that's the West Coast.
That's the West Coast for you. You guys should come to New York.
We
people
did.
People are really, I know you said that you loved it here. People are really real here.
Yeah.
But they're not really that real. Nice. I mean, they're not that nice. But I've been like, I don't know if it's energies in the world. The past week, everyone's been the kindest human being to me. I don't know if it's because I have an enormous bandage on my face and people are like, this poor girl, I wonder what happened to her. Or if it's just good energy. I don't know what it is, but everyone's been so nice, and I'm like really sensitive to the point where any element of human kindness makes me like cry. Like a guy just held the door for me and I was like, thank you so much, this is so kind of you. And he was like, okay.
I mean, I would cry too, shit. People are dicks these days. Like, there's lack of empathy everywhere.
I know.
So when someone does something nice for me, it's actually like, whoa. But I mean, I'm kind of used to it now because, yes, if you're from the West Coast, if you're in LA and you think y'all are bad here, please visit Miami for like a week. Thank you for coming to my TED Talk.
This episode is brought to you by AARP. 18 years from tonight, Grant Gill will become a comedy legend when he totally kills it at his improv class's graduation performance. Knees will be slapped. Hilarity will ensue. That's why he's already keeping himself in shape and razor sharp today with wellness tips and tools from AARP to help make sure his health lives as long as he does. Because the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Learn more at aarp.org/healthyliving.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
You know, it's interesting, and like to tie this back up to, you know, medical stuff.
Yes, yes.
Is
yes.
How my new doctor, like my new surgeon and my new oncologist and my new dermatologist, like they're like the kindest people, and it almost like doesn't matter. Like, of course it matters to me that they do their job correctly. Of course. But I kind of know they'll do that.
Mm-hmm.
And now I want to make an episode about this in the future. I want to compare doctors here to doctors in Latin America. Like, this, the whole, like, medical system here and how you relate to doctors here is so different than what I went through back home. It almost feels that the medical world strips you of your humanity and it just makes you your condition.
Yeah.
And I just, like, now picking doctors, I'm like, I need to see you as a person and you need to see me as a person because I'm not this. I'm not defined by this. So,
yes. And doctors without ego, because I can go on about that one.
Oh, God.
I think, you know, I'm very grateful to doctors and everyone in the medical field, but especially as a woman, it is known fact. I mean, I have a friend who's a doctor. He's an ER doctor, and he's admitted that in the past, in med school, it's a known fact that women are just taken less seriously.
Yeah, no, it doesn't surprise me.
I know. I'm like, surprise. You know, we have to advocate for ourselves 10 times more. It's always, you know, people rolling their eyes at you. Oh, you're just emotional, or it's your hormones or some shit. And I've proven so many doctors wrong. And then it's not just me. If you go on Twitter and you follow a couple of, you know, disabled, chronically ill activists, and you read about their story and how long it took to get diagnosed, it's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. And a lot of it had to do with doctors not believing you. And you just having to hop from doctor to doctor until you found the right person.
Yeah, a right person that trusted you, which I had a really severe surgery at 21 because I broke both my elbows, but I broke my right elbow so badly that there was like no way it could heal itself. It was like, no, we're going to have to go in there and put a plate and a bunch of screws in there because you just fucked this up real bad. And that night before the surgery, it was like a 7 or 8 hour surgery. Like, it was a long ass surgery. I was in the most pain I've ever felt in my life. And they were like, we gave her all the pain medication. She should be fine. It's like, we can't give her more. And my mom was like, are you sure? Cause like, she can't even talk. So I didn't even sleep. I spent the whole night in pain. The next day, the doctor came and he was like, oh my God, they programmed the machine wrong. You were not getting the right dose of pain medication.
Oh my God.
The entire night. And I was trying to tell them, like, I don't think this is normal. I feel like my arm is going to explode. And they had messed up and they were not listening to me. And, you know, I even then I didn't really learn my lesson because I should have pushed in July to biopsy this.
Yeah, but don't be hard on yourself in that case.
That's true. You can't, you know what? This is another thing that we should conclude for today is like, do not blame yourself, mm-hmm. especially if you're, you know, we're all doing our best to keep yeah. ourselves healthy. And like, yeah, I shouldn't have done that. My husband's telling me like, don't blame yourself. Like you keep on yeah. blame. I'm like,
you went to the doctor is the thing too. You did.
I went twice.
But that's what happened. This is not your fault. And I know it's hard because we always want to blame ourselves.
It's so much easier to blame yourself because it's like, I know the cause. It was me. It's just a confluence of factors. But that's why I think it's so exhausting.
That no matter, like, if you feel like there's something off, I really do implore people to get it checked out somehow. No, yeah, you cannot have banna. I'm telling you, especially women. This is not the hair salon. Que migdalia te corta pelo malo, and then you're too embarrassed, and then you go home and cry to your husband about the bad haircut, and then you get it fixed the next day at another hair. No, this is your health. You could literally die or get severely screwed up inside if you don't
take care of yourself.
Yeah, you know what I mean? You need to speak up. You need to defend yourself against doctors. Because they're human beings at the end of the day, and they have and they will make mistakes.
Yeah. And that's, you know, it's human nature is to err. So, mm-hmm. Anyway, this was I was so tired. I was like, I don't think I'm up for this. But the moment I connected, like, you put a microphone in front of me and Jenny Lorenzo in my ear.
Star.
And I'm just like, yo, what's up? Yo, I'm good. I'm hanging. Oh my God. My mom just arrived. Mommy?
Oh my God, please.
Hola.
Say hello.
This is probably my cue. I have my nurses arriving to take care of me and cook for me so I don't have to.
Ay, bless. I'm so glad that you're being taken care of. I am glad that you're going to be okay in the end. But for you and anyone else listening who's going through a temporary medical journey, it's okay to feel everything you're feeling. Mm-hmm. It is 110% valid. This is new.
Yeah.
You gotta go through it. Crack all the jokes. You gotta feel it. You gotta feel it too.
Sometimes your body and your emotions react in ways that you don't expect, and you have to give yourself that space to acclimate and feel okay.
100%.
And with that in mind, I'm not going to go anywhere. I mean, I might take a little break here and there when my surgeries are coming up, but mm-hmm. I'm not going to go anywhere because this made me feel so much better already.
Good.
So get ready to listen to more Hyphenated, you beautiful, beautiful listeners. And if you want to email us, we don't really have a prompt, but if you want to email us and just like say hi, I love getting mail.
That would be amazing. Yes.
What is it? Hyphenated@pitaya.fm. Hyphenated@pitaya.fm. Write us anything.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.